Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Police want to talk to the husband of a woman found dead in her Mariners Harbor home.
Cops here investigating if this is a possible case of domestic violence, as there was no forced entry into this townhome-type house here on South Avenue, where a woman had been living with her husband and two children. K-9 units were still swooping around the immediate area when I arrived. After this 38-year-old woman found dead inside with a gunshot wound to the head at 1 a.m., neighbors saying no signs of trouble in the house.
Great family. Excellent family. You know, type of family that, you know, that I enjoy living next door to, next door to for the last, 7-8 years now. You know, that's what has me worried the most.
But again, no arrest initially as the active investigation continues here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on South Avenue in Mariners Harbor.
With all the glitz of a Broadway show opening, Nordstrom's opens its new flagship store today at 57th and Broadway. Our Juliet Papa was there.
Nordstrom's making its big department store statement with its grand opening on West 57th Street. And the crowds were clearly here.
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful. They did a really good job, the layout and the presentation of it.
That's Jaime exploring the main floor. 5 floors up and 2 down. And ceiling-to-floor windows on 57th and 58th Streets for light and views. Cherie likes Nordstrom's 4.
The selection, the clothing, the employees are wonderful. And this shoe bar is amazing. I mean, shoes and drinking, it's amazing.
Yeah, that could get dangerous.
Yes, very dangerous.
And she was in the danger zone. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds at Nordstrom's.
On Staten Island, police are looking for the live-in boyfriend of a mother of two who was found dead in her home in Mariners Harbor late last night. Cops say the man is not being labeled as a suspect at this time. EMS was called after reports of shot fired at around 1 a.m. and found the 38-year-old woman non-responsive with a gunshot wound to the head. It's believed her two teenage boys, ages 15 and 16, were in the house when she was killed. The victim's identity has not been released. The New Jersey State Senate will take up 2 key issues after the November 5th election: lead in the state's drinking water and vaping-related illnesses. Governor Phil Murphy has proposed a $500 million bond to replace lead pipe across the state after testing showed lead in Newark's water. Senate President Steve Sweeney says he'll push for changes to the proposal, but it will be addressed. The governor has also proposed banning flavored e-cigarettes. Prosecutors in Monmouth County have announced the arrest of a Lakewood man and the killing of another man last week. They say 29-year-old Juan Carlos Rivera Rojas has been charged with murder in the death of 33-year-old Domingo Marino Rafael, also of Lakewood. Rafael's body was found in a roadway in Howell last Friday morning. Police say the men knew each other and had argued, but they did not say how Rafael was killed. An off-duty police officer got into a fender bender with another car at the foot of the Manhattan Bridge last night and kept on going. That's when the other driver called the police. On-duty cops caught up with Eugene Schatz in Brooklyn Heights and pulled him over. Schatz, a 21-year veteran of the department, has been charged with drunk driving and refusing to take a breathalyzer test. We are hearing more today from New York City officials about the new program to offer free mental health services to city cops.
It was a direct appeal to police officers who may be struggling.
You've made this the safest big city in America, and the people of this city are grateful. And we need to be there for you.
That's why Mayor de Blasio says the Finest Care program is adding to existing mental health resources for police officers by connecting cops directly with mental health professionals at New York Presbyterian. Dr. Jonathan Wilner says they're ready to deal with police-specific topics and any questions or fears a cop might have about losing his or her gun or shield for seeking help, which holds some back.
If you're unsure whether to call, whether your problem is too big or possibly too small to call, call anyway.
It is confidential, and the city is spending more than $1 million on the program to keep it free. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.